Our text is the gospel for this day from Matthew chapter 28. I read for you again these words. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." So far the reading of the text. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Those words are vital for the children of God. For they are the name into which we were baptized. They confess the one true God who created the heavens and the earth, and who is our life and salvation. That's why today is so important. That's why the Athanasian Creed is confessed. If we lose that confession, we lose everything. After all, it was written in the midst and the response to false teaching and heresy. There were some who claimed that Jesus was not really God. And some who claimed that he wasn't really human. Some said that the Holy Spirit is not really God, but merely a force or maybe an energy. Some said there was one God, but not three persons. And yet, if we don't have the Holy Trinity, we don't have the one true God. Our salvation is lost. And our baptism is worthless. Now, sometimes during the 40 days between his resurrection and ascension, our Lord Jesus met with the disciples on a mountain in Galilee, and he told them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." And so the church has done just that ever since, making disciples by baptizing and teaching. Thus, you are a disciple who's been baptized into the name of the Holy Trinity, and you continue to be taught all that Jesus has commanded. Indeed, being baptized in the name gives you confidence because God's authority stands behind it. The baptism you received was not a quaint custom invented by men. No, this is holy baptism, God's baptism, instituted by Christ himself. He is the one who told us to baptize. Jesus Christ, the Son of God from heaven, the crucified and risen Lord, having completed his saving mission on earth, comes to the apostles and says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." It is on this authority that he commissions his church to baptize and to teach. And that's why baptism is done in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In the name of designates the authority behind the act. For example, when a policeman says, "Stop in the name of the law," the power of the law stands behind his order to stop. Well, baptism has behind it not the law, but gospel authority. Baptism doesn't say, stop in the name of the law, but rather, go in the name of the gospel. Go and live free by the power of the forgiveness of your sins. Go, knowing that God has done this good work for you and in you. God's own name stands behind your baptism, backing it up with his gospel power. In the Large Catechism, Luther writes, to be baptized in God's name is to be baptized not by men, but by God himself. Therefore, although it is performed by human hands, it is still truly God's own work. Thus, God's authority gives you confidence, knowing that God was doing his own mighty work when he baptized you. Secondly, baptism gives you a real sense of belonging because you now belong to God. He put his claim on you by putting his name on you. It shows that you are his. God bought you at the price of Christ's own blood. For Christ my Lord has redeemed me, purchased me and won me, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom. Christ owns you, my friend. He purchased you at a tremendous price. And in fact, you belong to God three times over. He created you, giving you life and breath. He redeemed you with the precious blood of Christ. He sanctified you. The Holy Spirit gave you new life and the gift of saving faith. You belong, quite literally, to God. But this ownership that God has over you is not an oppressive bondage. This is no awful slavery. No, this is a most blessed thing that you belong to God. You have come under God's provision and protection. His lordship over you is the best thing that could ever happen to you. It sets you free from slavery to sin and death that you were hopelessly locked into. Now you are free. Now you belong to God. Now you bear his name. Next, baptism puts you into a right relationship with him, the one true God. Now we know who God is, and that we have come into a living, life-giving relationship with him. Before, you and I did not know who God really is. Men by nature have only the vaguest notions of what God must be like. Almost everyone knows that there must be a God, or at least a higher power. That's obvious from nature and from conscience. But who is God? What is he like? And who am I in relation to him? Is God for me or against me? My guilty conscience gives me no peace. Nature does not give me a clear picture. If the sun shines and the crops are good, then I figure God must like me. But if the rain washes out my crops, or if my wife dies, or I lose my job, or pick your misfortune, then God must be against me. Is it because he is a mean God? Or because I am a bad person? How do I get back on God's good side? Do I offer sacrifices? Do I try harder to do what is right? Do I compare myself to people who aren't as good and moral as I am? These are the questions that haunt and hound man to the grave when man has only nature and his own warped conscience to go on. But that's not all we have to go on. For God has revealed himself to us clearly in the gospel. Now we know who the true God is. That's what this name business is all about. The name of God is his revelation of himself. God making himself known to us. For Christ Jesus, the only Son come from the Father, makes God known to us. Now, in Christ, we know a God who is with us and for us, no matter what. Christ has revealed the Father to us, his Father, who now in holy baptism becomes our Father also. Baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We've been baptized into a relationship with the Father, a dear Father, who regards us as his own dear children, children of the Heavenly Father, who hears our prayers and takes care of us, who has an inheritance waiting for us in heaven. Likewise, we are baptized into a relationship with the Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on the cross for our sins, who rose from the grave and ascended into heaven, assuring us of forgiveness, life, and eternal salvation. And we've been baptized into a relationship with the Holy Spirit, who brings us to faith in Christ and keeps us in the true faith through the gospel and the sacraments in the communion of the church. Thus, again, as the Large Catechism says about being baptized in the name of the triune God, where God's name is, there must also be life and salvation. And this gives us a strong sense of identity, which guides and empowers every day of our life. So, how does that work itself out? Well, here's what the Small Catechism teaches under the section Daily Prayers. Start each day as a baptized child of God. In the morning when you get up, make the sign of the Holy Cross and say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Then, kneeling or standing, repeat the creed and the Lord's Prayer. This is a good way to live out your baptism, to live in and from your baptism, to live each day consciously in the name that was put on you in your baptism. By calling on the name of the triune God, we commit ourselves and that day into God's hands. By invoking that holy name, we remember who we are and whose we are. We are new people in Christ, led by the Holy Spirit. We take to ourselves all the gifts that God has given us with his name. Forgiveness, new life, the power to live as God's people, the sure hope of the resurrection of this body that God has created and has put his name on. By invocation of the name of the triune God, you claim your identity as a baptized child of God. And every time that divine name is placed on you in the divine service, at the invocation, the absolution, the benediction. You can likewise make the sign of the Holy Cross and remember that you are baptized into that name. Think of it. You've been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Father who loves you so much that He sent His Son to be your Savior. The Son, Jesus Christ, who carried out His saving mission and returned to His Father in heaven, and from there has sent us the Holy Spirit that we would know who we are and whose we are and what is ours in Christ. In holy baptism, we become God's children. We are washed clean by the saving blood of Christ. And we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit who works faith and new life in us. The triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all working together for your good and for your salvation. Thus, having been baptized into His name, we also give attention to the teaching which follows baptism throughout our lives. For it is through baptizing and teaching that disciples are made. And yet, the church doesn't do this alone, for Jesus also promises, "Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." That's what makes our baptism into the name of the Holy Trinity so special. For His name is a treasure greater and nobler than even heaven and earth. Blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity. Let us give glory to Him because He has shown His mercy to us. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.